Welcome, welcome, welcome. So glad to be here. We are recording. Girl, y'all in these papers. we are here on The Gift of Game. Everybody clap your hands. Wrong sound.
Snap, snap.
There we go. That's the sound I was going for. That's my clap. There it is. All right. The girls cannot take. Okay, so I have here with me a few different guests. So glad to have so many beautiful people here. We'll start with Chocolate. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us your Instagram handle so any folks can follow you.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is Chocolate. Yes, that's my name. I was named that. My Instagram handle is SailorGoon_. Facebook, Lucas Scott. Yes, like in the show. What else should I tell the people? I'm 25.
The girls are lying already. Here we go.
Are you like a... Is this like an ageism attack?
Wow.
I'm 25. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm 6'3". Like one walks in the park.
Please.
And yeah, you know, I'm just like a bad bitch. In a thug's body.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. We also have here with us Jinx, my day one.
Hey, everybody.
That was a great introduction.
Oh, I know you want me to keep going.
Thank you for your Instagram handle, everything. It was so amazing.
Oh, hey, everybody. Hey, I'm Jinx. You can follow me on all social media at Jinx Yourself, JINXURSELF.
Yeah, and as soon as she stops whispering, this will be a great episode. So it's been... no. It's been 65 days, 17 hours, 46 minutes, and 24 seconds since Beyonce dropped Renaissance, and I have not stopped listening to it since.
I stopped listening after the first week.
Yeah, I stopped listening recently.
Yeah, you bitches are losers. So there we go. Beyonce just really did her thing with that. I don't care how anybody at this table feels about it. I wasn't really asking. I was making a statement. Thank you. So today we are going to talk about navigating queer life and just like what that means. The first of topics that we're going to talk about is coming out. I'll talk a little bit about my coming out story. So I came out to my grandmother first, actually. And it was just in casual conversation. I just like slipped it in there like, yeah, cause he was playing the game with me. and honestly, it's because I felt so comfortable with my grandmother. Like after I did that, like it wasn't even like a stop to the conversation. It wasn't a pause. It wasn't a, oh, did you just say he? It was just like, okay, now girl, what he do? Like it was just regular. After that, I came out to my mom. I had written a poem. And so that's how I shared that with her. And she was all very emotional. And then I came out to my dad on Thanksgiving. And that was the person I was most terrified of telling because...
Same year or different?
Same year. Okay. Same year. Well, actually, my grandmother knew years before I came out to anybody else, but...
No shade.
My grandmother's like my bestie, so you know that's how that worked out. Chocolate, what about you?
I'm gonna keep it mine a little brief because it is brief. I always knew what it was hitting for with my gayness, but I didn't want to say anything about it because like I come from very West Indian family, and no one else was like with it, or no one to my knowledge was out with it. So around that time, there was like a lot of queer television that like I took a lot of cues from. Main biggest cue was at that time, I would say the biggest cue was Marco from Degrassi. So he wasn't like my go-to person, but like that was that he came on every Friday night. So my Friday nights was watching his gay ass. So I just took a cue from him, and a few years later, I just was like, I was talking about it with some friends, and I was just like, I'm just gonna say it to my mom and get on the way.
How did that go?
I sent her a text. I said, "Okay, get over it."
Did that really what the text said?
Yes. As I watch a lot of television, my mom watches a lot of television. So she's very like Law and Order SVU type. So like, as soon as I told her, she assumed that, this is so true, by the way, she assumed that, oh, somebody like touched me as a child and I was like molested or raped as a child, that's why I'm gay. So I was like, no, I'm just gay. Like, I don't know. So she has like a long-standing like boyfriend for like a very long time, and she thought that like he might have like touched me as a child, and so she constantly kept asking me like, oh, did he like touch you or anything like that, or was there anything suggestive happening? And I'm like, no, I'm just gay. It's okay. So from there, she like went, I keep like moving from the thing, but she went and like told my grandmother, and then the whole family knew. So we have like family together times after like something tragic happened in my family. So they try to do like Christmas and like Thanksgiving and like other little family events together. So I went to one, I think that was a Thanksgiving, and then it was very drops mic, everyone stares at me. So I'm like, okay, y'all weren't comfortable with what I mean. So you know, people didn't really want to talk about it, but my aunt, she's very like out there, so she tried to connect with me about it. She was like, you know, and I you know, experimented.
Oh, okay, auntie.
So it went from that to, you know, trying to like make her like an ally. So
yes, allies. Shout out to the allies. If you're listening and you're an ally, choke on yourself.
So after that, she proceeded to say, who else in the family? So I'm like, I don't know, I don't even care. Like, so after that, like one of my female cousins came out and said that she was gay as well, and she had a girlfriend and things like that. So like, you know, never really bore men around like the family except for like friends and or for like lovers and stuff.
Like after that, did you feel like a trailblazer? Like, oh yeah, now I'm just bringing all the girls out the closet. Like,
DK trailblazer. No, I just felt like, I just felt like, all right, now it's more comfortable for me a bit, because like most, if not everybody, does not care.
Right.
Like, we live in a very, we don't live back home in like the old country. So let's get out of that like ideology of where like, oh, like you're gonna be stoned to death if you're like gay. No.
How did you feel about your mother kind of like outing you in a sense, right? Like to the rest of your family after you came out to her?
At first I cared, and then after a while I didn't care, because I was like, I mean, that was like kind of like my way out of like doing like a, hey, let's do like a whole big thing and like make it like a whole big spiel about me being gay and not wanting to be like that, because no, for what? So thanks.
Yeah, there's a part of me that's like okay with that, but there's a part of me that like feels like that's very wrong to do, especially without your permission. Like,
right.
Okay, ask, like, is it okay if I tell everybody in your goddamn family that you take it in the butt? You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I would like for my permission to be asked for that first. Me and my mom kind of got into it when I came out because she just wanted to be like, oh, my son's gay. And I just wanted to be like, girl, who asked you that? Like, you just offering and for people information. And it's none of their business.
I agree. But I will say this. I do have brothers and sisters. I have, like, 3 brothers and 2 sisters. And only 1 sibling of mine is accepting of me being gay. Everybody else is just very, like I said, it's not like they don't want to discuss or we don't talk about. So it's just, like... throughout the years, they say like little comments like, I'm not a kid and stuff like that. And like, you know, a month or two ago when the whole monkeypox thing was like landed, my eldest brother was like, you know, like that like gay disease is going around. So I was like, are you trying to be fucking funny? Like, you're outside touching everything that walks, so like you should be like more aware than
right.
And I'm vaccinated, so like.
Word. Shout out to everyone, go get the monkeypox vaccination if you can.
Sure.
It's just good to have. It's always good to be covered. Jinx.
What's
up? So we're talking about coming out. You shared earlier that you didn't really come out. Would you like to like talk a little bit about that a little more?
That was not kind. But no, I didn't really like come out. I didn't really come out to my mom. I didn't really come out to my dad, my grandma, or anything like that. It was kind of just like, I was just, you know, the mook. I was just mooky. So like, they already kind of had like a clue. And then one time, I left my phone home and my mom looked at my phone. Ugh. And she was like, why are these boys texting me? And I'm like, I don't know. Why are these boys following me? I don't know.
Sorry.
I just said, I don't know, to everything, basically. And then on my 16th birthday, I was like, well, bitch, you better put on a show. And me and all my girlfriends, we went out to dinner, and then we came to my house afterwards, and she came downstairs, and she gagged to, like, 6 of my girlfriends and sit on the couch. And she was just like, oh, okay. That's really...
Do you feel like that was more comfortable than coming out? Or, like, you feel like coming out would have been, like, a little more liberating, or you felt like the way it happened was the way it was supposed to happen?
It was chill for me. I feel like I never needed like I'm coming out spiel. Like, I'm still, you know, a regular person at the end of the day. So it's like, I feel like it's unnecessary for gay people to have to come out. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, why do I have to come out and say, oh, I'm gay?
Right. I think it's really weird. And I think all of the straight people obsessed with gay people coming out or queer people coming out, it's really nauseating. And the level of, how you say, investment that quote unquote straight people have in queer people's lives is just really freaking weird to me. So moving forward, we already kind of talked about like how our families accepted us coming out. And so we can move past that. We're going to talk a little bit about the ballrooms. So, yeah, I wish you girls would really stop with the background noise. So we are all in some way, shape, or form, or have been members and participants in the ballroom scene. And we'll just talk a little bit about that experience. So I am the legendary... Gag, we are all legends in the Kiki scene. Shout out to us. I am legend for Bazaar, which is
I feel like we all got deemed like back to back. Like
year back to year. Back to back gag, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I'm the one I got deemed.
Perk legend. So I walk Bazaar, which is like a fashion category, except it's kind of like out of the box kind of situation. I enjoy creating and just, you know, costuming and stuff like that. So that's why I was kind of drawn to that category. Mm-hmm. Over the years, I've sat the girls who are the girls in that category, no shade. And it's just been fun. Lately, I've been kind of getting to like more different fashion categories, like a streetwear. Maybe I'll come out for like a best dress or something one day. We'll see. But that's kind of been like my path and my journey in ballroom. So if we could just go around, just talk about what you're legend for and kind of like some of your experiences in ballroom. Let's go. Oh, we'll start with Jinx this time.
What's up? Second, like, no, I'm legend for Vulcan. I was wearing the girls out.
For years!
Out, battling the girls of the girls, doing the girls left and right.
Okay.
Put some respect on my name. And you know, girls just got to like her and like the game only back for so long. You know, gotta take a little break.
So, what were some of, if you could think back and kind of remember, what were some of your favorite battles? Like, who were your favorite girls to really get on the floor with? And if you had, like, any rivals back in the day or anything like that?
Some of my favorites.
Did you have rivals?
No.
No, she was wearing the girls for years.
No. I don't have favorite battles. It's more so, like, favorite bowls. I can give you favorite bowls.
Okay.
Like, they just had good-ass turnouts. Like, North Carolina was fab. What else was fab? I don't know. Anything in New York is fab. Honestly, truly, the vibe is just way better than Philly. Like, I would rather go to New York and get my life and the crowd and all that. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Next, we have the legendary Chocolate Mulan.
So I got deemed in 2018, I think.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2. I'm gonna be honest about a couple of things. One, I got slighted twice. That's okay. But I got slighted twice. I was supposed to get deemed the year before, and I didn't get enough votes. And then I was supposed to get deemed like again another time, and then they just told me like, "We're not late, just wait." So I was like, "Okay." So the person who was like my kind of like inspiration to like keep walking and stuff like that, like they were just like, "Just keep going, whatever." I will say this: I get bored very easily.
Mm-hmm.
So. For a long time, when I wanted to, I still have the same passion that I still had before, but I love coming to balls, I love meeting new people and new environments and new spaces. New York to me is New York, like that's the mecca of ballroom, so like I never get tired of going to a ball in New York, but I enjoy going to balls like out of state, out of country, like all over. I'll be like, Shell shock moment. So, after like 8 years of just straight fucking voguing and walking millions of balls, I got bored. So, I like injured myself 1 year, and then like, I couldn't walk balls. I couldn't like vogue for like a cute minute. So I said, I was in a house and they were real stern, like you cannot do nothing else but just be yourself. So I was like, I wanna walk things. Mm. So they was like, no. So I said, I'm gonna show you. So I walked like a mini ball and I won. So I said, I told you, right? Oh, okay. So later on that year, I walked again and I won. Then I walked the third time and I won again. So I'm like, I told you. But yeah, so like besides that, like, I've literally walked almost every category, and I've won. I walked best dress, won. I've walked urban streetwear like quite a few times. Mm-hmm. I've won. I walked sneaker versus sneaker, which was a very weird category to me because like, what the fuck is going on? But that category was fun, but that's not for me. But I did walk, and I didn't win, but I did walk in May's last battle. I've gotten in drags a couple of times.
Oof. Oof, that's a big woman.
And I'm still giving you sex. But I enjoy ballroom. I enjoy ballroom for what it has to offer to everyone, of all shapes, forms, whatever. I enjoy mainstream more than I enjoy the Kiki scene. I think for me, I enjoy the Kiki scene for the space that it offers to youth. I mean, emphasize that, the youth. But I feel like the older people have like taken over and like swarmed and sweeped, and last night was the obvious display of older people just like themselves in their true natural form and not caring about youth. And I think that was the core of Kiki scene, youth.
Mm.
Get it?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, but mainstream, I just love the mainstream energy more. Like, it's just so much shade. Like, I live for that. Like, it just enthralls me how much shade is in.
Enthralled?
Yes, it enthralls me how much shade is in mainstream. Mm. And then, like, how people use it to, like, their benefit, and how people don't use it, and just, like, just everything that goes on, I kind of, like, really pay attention to it. So, like, no. I got some things up my sleeve.
Oh.
No, I'm not in a mainstream house right now, but I have
the girls have been kicked out of every single house that they have been in, baby.
How many houses have you been in?
I've been in 14.
Yo, she's shitty houses. And she's dead ass serious.
Yes.
And how many mainstream houses have you been in?
I've been in 2 mainstream houses.
I feel like that's a lie, but we can let it go.
Andrew Bowen was fun.
Yeah, I've been in 3 Kiki houses. And I've been in
3?
Yeah. And I've been in 3 mainstream houses.
There's 3 mainstream houses.
I'm not a big fan of mainstream, I'm gonna be honest with you. Just for me, it just never clicked the same way that Kiki did. And now that I'm older, it's not like I'm going to be walking a bunch of Kiki balls, but I still enjoy the energy, you know, hanging out. I just have to be mindful of, like, the space, like, because, again, like, I'm an adult, and for the most part, these are children. And so, like, you know, just respecting that space for what it is has been really important. But, yeah.
Wait, can I say something really quickly?
No, we're tired of you talking.
Oh, wow.
No, go ahead.
No, I just want to say, as much as I personally like ballroom and things like that, mainstream more than Kiki scene, I think it sucks that a lot of my friends hate mainstream. So, like, for instance, next week I'm going to a ball, and, like, I have, like, no friends who are, like, really interested in going, so.
Well, so here's my thing, right? Especially because I don't really walk mainstream balls. Mm-hmm. I'm not paying $40 to go to a mainstream ball. Like, that's just not fiscally responsible of me. So I gotta move on with my life. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mind doing it every once in a while, but I'm not gonna show up to every ball that I'm not walking. You know what I'm saying? It's just very different than paying $15 for a ball and going to Kiki with your girlfriends all night.
That's
right. It's very different.
I feel you.
Something else I wanted to talk about, moving out of ballroom. Shout out to the ballroom girls. We love you. I actually met both of these individuals through ballroom. So never despise ballroom. Always love ballroom. Always great energy. Literally met like friends for life. And so just want to highlight that before we move forward. Next, we're going to talk about dating queer, dating as a gay. So the first question is, have you ever dated the opposite sex? And then what was it like dating the same gender, quote unquote? Like, what was the difference? What struggles are you facing currently in the dating scene if you are dating? I'm gonna start with chocolate this time. First question is, have you ever dated the opposite gender?
Yes, as a young child. not as a like a sassy child. Young, like in like eighth, seventh grade, like around that time. But I never really was attracted to females.
Mm-hmm.
What was the second part of that?
What have been like some challenges you faced in dating the same gender?
I would say from my current and from the situations I've dealt with in the past 3 or so years, I would say my biggest problem with dating. What the fuck? This is not like so loud.
I'm sorry.
Shit, that's but I generally would say like the problem I have is the people's perception of what they see. And just like, and just also, which I mean, that's like the problem. I'm myself. People can't handle the fact that I'm myself. And I'm comfortable, I'm honest in myself, and everything that comes with it, you know? And, I just generally feel like same-sex relationships or gay relationships have like this kind of like stigma when it comes to showing, like, you know, well, my same-sex relationships have like a problem with like, you know, showing what they want people to see. Like, it's always like a figment of people's imagination, what they really want. So, yeah.
So just like that transparency piece, like that.
Yeah. Like, people don't want to be authentic in their true self, and I'm authentic in everything that I do. I just drive myself on it. So, yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Jinx, what about you? First question, have you ever dated a female?
I'm like fifth grade, probably like fourth, and honestly, we best friends to this day in Bouquet. So,
that's beautiful.
I know, it's such a love story.
The second question is, what struggles or roadblocks have you faced dating men?
Struggles that I face dating men? For me, it's more so just communication between men sometimes can be very, very hard, extremely hard. What else? A lot of times pride gets in the way, or that's another thing that gets in, or one, what else, what's that word?
I feel like I know it.
I can't find it.
But we get it.
Yeah, we get it. But yeah, I don't see any issues. I feel like a gay relationship is just like the same. Both can work if communication is there, or, you know, when you talk shit out, or vice versa.
Absolutely. So I've dated quite a few women in my life. I don't know. I think it's pretty much the same, dating both. They're both equally...
trash?
Trash, honestly. I believe dating altogether is trash. The only difference about dating a man that's trash is as a queer masculine figure, I just be ready to swing. So I try to stay away from those kind of situations. Not really healthy. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like people despise healthy relationships. Like, they try to find a problem with conversation. They try to find a problem with communication. They try to, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I don't know. Like, I think the issues that I'm dealing with the most right now in dating are definitely connected to communication. Mm-hmm. I am a very open, very raw communicator, where like I just put everything all out there. And some people get overwhelmed by that. I don't know how to ease it on you. Like, it's my truth, it's what I'm feeling, and I'm only expressing it so that we can come to a better place of understanding each other. But sometimes I feel like people fight against having an understanding. Like, oh, I don't want to know what's going on. I don't want to, like, and it's just like, that doesn't provide me any security. And so that's been my biggest trial in dating lately. As we move forward and we're talking about queer relationships, let's talk about gender roles. So people always come up, or people used to ask me, my exes, all the time, who's the boy and who's the girl? Well, first of all, at the time we were both men. I am now non-binary, so I don't identify as a man. However, we're just two people in love. Like, we're just two people who deal with each other. I don't like to wash dishes, and that's not because of any masculine traits. My dishes go in the dishwasher, so
it's queer.
Yeah. And I have no problem with that. That's where they belong, hon. I just don't like doing household chores, and that doesn't have anything to do with me being more masculine or feminine. It just has to do with what I enjoy doing, and on the list of things is not laundry. It's not dishes. It's not cleaning the house. I do love to cook, which it can oftentimes be seen as a feminine trait. I am an amazing caregiver, things of that nature. So, yeah, I think that's trash. How do you feel about gender roles, Jinx?
It's nobody's business.
Oh, it's nobody's business.
Yeah, it's not many business. How do you feel, Chocolate?
It's so funny we're talking about this. I feel like in my current situation, it is such an awkward thing because, like, we don't look like we even are compatible at all. And then,
why is that?
Because to the public eye, he appears masculine as fuck, and then like he's really like feminine as fuck. And for me personally, that is one of the biggest turn-ons about
him. I love
to me because his portrayal of being like masculine, and then he's really like a whole woman on the inside. It's just like, and then like the way he can turn it on and turn it off is attractive as well. He does not like to do dishes as well, but I don't mind, especially if, since he's like one who likes to cook a lot. I do not like to cook. I like to order food. He's big on like other things, and then I know like where spaces where he's lacking, I am strong in, like having a consistent like workflow. Like, I think like that's cool that like we both can do the same thing and then, you know, still meet at the same point or whatever, if that makes sense. So like, you know, we both can have a job and like that's okay. Like, I've dated people who said, no, you cannot fucking work. I want you to be the female in the relationship. Mm. And you sit home all day and do nothing. And just sit there and look dumb. When I come home from work, you cater to me and that's it. And I said, no. Yeah, I don't feel like that's not like my thing. Like, I don't mind playing a feminine role, but now I'm not going to always want to do that. So like, I need to like be able to switch out, you know? Like, I want to be able to be, I'll be a homemaker today. Tomorrow I'll be a businesswoman. Yes, I'll do the cooking. Yes, I'll do the cleaning. I'll do that one day, and then I'm going to work the next day, or I'm going to the gym, or I'm like, fucking my friends, or I'm like, you know, I want to be an active member of society. Like, who wants to just sit home and do nothing? That's late. That's boring. So, and I guess that also plays into like our sexual roles as well, because like that also he turned the feminine side off in and we're having sex. So.
It's the fucking eye roll all week. All right, so next we're gonna play something called a gay game. So we're gonna talk about some I'm gonna say a topic, and then you're gonna rank its importance from 1 being not important at all to 10 being very important in the gay community. Okay, you ready?
To the gay community or to me?
To you, but these are things that are like known in the gay community.
Wait, say that. Okay, so you'll say something and I'll say
how important it is to you from 1 to 10.
And then that's it?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
You ready? The first one is douching. How important?
Are you talking about for myself or like?
Yes, we're talking about for you.
Probably like a 4.
A 4?
Yeah, I don't really like bottle much, so.
Okay.
If you catch me like out of my body.
She knows her body.
Yeah, you? I know my body. I'm definitely one of those because like catch me in the morning after like the shower.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
An 8.
Oh. Okay. I'm gonna say a 7.
Okay.
It's not my favorite thing to do, but I understand it's important.
How really be out here taking dick?
Huh?
How really be out here taking dick?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Oh, what? Oh. However, I understand. See, I'm very relationship oriented. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm in a relationship, whatever is wherever, whenever it is.
Your relationship is contingent on getting plowed?
No, but I'm saying if my lover wants to plow me, I'm going to go in the bathroom and douche.
Because so you don't know your
mind. Baby, as long as I've been with this body, honey, she fools me every day of day.
Oh, shit. I know
what it is. Okay. Baby, so what I will do is I'll douche before I paint. And it's no shame. You said what?
I don't paint though.
I have an atrocious painting story. We will not talk about that. I am so sorry, sir. I did not.
Moving on.
The next one is poppers. Poppers. How important are poppers to you? Chocolate.
8. No shame.
Wow. So dishing and poppers are up there on the same level for you.
Bootsley. You no shade. A stern. Let me say this. I'm very in the heat of the moment, but also like I'm in my truest form. A drink in me, you get the best of me. So like 2, going on 3, going on 6 drinks. A couple of drinks in me, and then we're both in that mood after like a long night. Well, not long night, but after like being out and enjoying ourselves, like a piece of like I don't know what it is about poppers, but it's just like.
Y'all gotta see the eye roll. Like, y'all cannot see the eye roll.
It just enthralls.
Chocolate's favorite word is enthralls, by the way, I guess.
It just, like, does something to me. But I understand that, like, people don't like the smell because the smell is an acquired smell. It's not like a, you know, it's like K2. Like, that smell is an acquired smell, because clearly people smoke that shit. Oof. But, you know, it's an acquired, it's, you know, but I'm not those, like, people who, like go crazy on it, but, because of the vanity popping out, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I definitely, I enjoy it. Like, I enjoy it.
All right. Jinx, how important are poppers to you?
Probably like a one.
A one.
I don't use poppers.
You don't use, you've never used them?
No. Not so, my thing.
Okay. I'm going to say also a one. I've never used poppers, but however, I'm not saying I wouldn't be closed off to it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't mind. Like, if the person I'm messing with uses them, I don't mind. But for me, it's like...
Yeah, I've never used it, so I don't know how it changes the sexual experience.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it does for that.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it makes you really open.
I think it's also a mind thing as well. It's like a...
Yeah. It relaxes you.
I'm gonna pass.
I think that's really what it is. I think, like, the relaxation thing.
I'm gonna pass. the next one is fisting. Jinx, how... How? Jinx, how important is fisting to you?
Probably in, like, my next, like, I really want to try it. I'm gonna stick my fist in my ass. But, like, for me, probably like it's a one. It's not really, like, on my radar. I'm not checking for it. But, like I said, like, it looks fun. And, like, I wouldn't mind trying it.
Okay. Chocolate.
A negative.
Wow, so you don't like being fisted?
No.
You don't want to try it?
Has someone ever fisted you before?
I would never try fisting. I'm sorry. I like my hole the way it looks. I don't want it to change shape, size, color, texturization, anything like that. I've seen enough from videos, and shout out to the Caucasian girls because they enjoy it, but no, that is not for me. I can do a finger or two, maybe even three.
I mean, if you're at three fingers, chocolate,
well, you might as well put the fourth one in.
You might as well put that fourth or fifth. We're not going past. Chocolate, if you add three fingers,
would you try it though? Would
you do it? Try it? No, I wouldn't. Mm. No, I don't. You know what it is? It's like with one or two or three fingers, it's like...
Chocolate, at three fingers, you might as well put the fifth.
If I'm doing those, it's reminiscent to like a penis.
Mm-hmm.
A fist is not going in my ass because somebody whose penis looks like a fucking fist. That's like the Hulk's forearm going in your ass. Like, no, you're trying to murder me? Like, no.
Murder, sir. She wrote. No. I'm going to have to say a one. Someone did fist me by mistake one time.
Ain't no mistakes.
How was a mistake?
I plead the Fifth Amendment. I won't say that I hated it. I didn't really hate it. It wasn't that bad. You know, I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I'm still gonna put it at a one. I'm not even a fan of like big penis back there. I like what is referred to as boyfriend dick. I am a big, huge fan of boyfriend dick. And I would much rather a 5 to 7, 8 maybe. Then a 10. I'll take a comfy 6 any day. Because, I mean, even at a 6, I can know my body, honey.
I can't say that.
I can know my body, no shame.
Honestly, I can't say that.
Moving on. How important is drag shows / drag culture? So not just drag queens shablamming, but also like the culture of drag. How important is that to you?
A 2.
A 2.
A one and a half.
A two. There was an undisclosed amount of time where I would just sit in drags in hotel rooms. We won't talk about it. Yeah. If you know, you know. The girls that get it, get it. The girls that don't. Moving forward, I'm going to put it at a three because she saved my life. How important to you are bears? Bears and twinks.
I don't identify by any of those.
But chocolate, you're a bear.
That's what you say. But I don't identify by those like stuff.
But chocolate, you're a bear.
One of my girlfriends called themselves Ebony. Like, I don't identify by those. Those are like Caucasian like standards. Like, like how they think like we look. Like, we're literally in like three categories. Like, either we're a twink or a bear or a fucking ebony.
Ebony twink.
Yeah, like, or ebony twink.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
But yeah, I don't qualify myself as a bear. Somebody called me one the other day. But I'm like,
how did that make you feel?
It didn't make me feel like anything because they're trying to play me at the same time.
Did you feel affirmed?
No, I didn't feel affirmed because I don't register to that sexual deviancy like that. That's fucking weird.
Jinx.
I mean, I go by twink, but that's like the keys and heckles. Like, people just call me, I call myself another twink. But it's not nothing like serious. I don't really go by twink. And for the longest, I didn't know what a twink was until, like, I was probably, like, all of, like, 15. I went to go see some boy. I'm embarrassed that we're his lesbian friend. She said, why you keeping all these twinks around here? And I didn't know what the fuck a twink was. But as shit got older, it was like, okay, yeah, this is a twink. And I had to go on Google, and I was like, damn, okay. This shit is kind of, like, in the formula.
Yes. Shout out to Google. Google is very helpful, honestly. Never mind. I'm not going to share that on. next up is non-monogamy. So, being in a non-monogamous relationship, how important is that to you? I'm going to say a zero. I don't play that shit. Okay? If I go with you, I go with you. Now, recently, I've thought about exploring, and just the thought got me pissed enough to beat my imaginary man's ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a no for me. And I have nothing against those who do it, and those who have healthy relationships that they have built on the trust. And, you know, like, shout out to y'all. Actually, congratulations. You guys should write a book to teach some others. But I am going to put it at a zero. Jinx.
I don't play that shit like that. I do not play that shit. Like, I'm very stingy. What's mine is mine. No, you can't have it. And you better not be seeing nobody else. That's just how it is. That's how the cookie crumbles.
It's no shade.
I'm going to leave for real here. In my truest form, I'm the same. Like, in my truest form, I'm really the same. I'm really relationship orientated and things like that. But as of late, over the past like 3 years, guys have presented themselves in a way as if they want to be in a long-standing romantic relationship with me. But then when it comes to like, you know, kind of that like sealing the deal sort of thing, mm-hmm. when it comes to a relationship, they never want to, you know,
post up,
basically. And for some of my relationships in the past couple of years, I've been like okay with it because, like, personally, like, I've been doing my own stuff. So it's like I have a schedule. I'm busy. I have a lot of juggling. So like, I don't mind. But lately, just from the situation that I've been dealing with, is like. Hands. Like, enough is enough. And then I really think half of the problem is deep down inside. They really want the same, but they just don't know how to, like, they've had so many bad relationships in the past, mm-hmm. and they don't know how to, like, express that this is what I want, and I don't want this future to, I don't want the past to repeat itself. So.
Absolutely. Next, we're talking about sexual positions. Top, bottom, or verse. How important is that to you? Chocolate.
I'm sorry. Honestly speaking, it really doesn't affect me at all. My preference is someone who is more of a top.
That's my preference. So you're saying you're a big bear bottom?
I would say honestly in my truest form I'm like a reverse bottom. But yeah, I just prefer a man who's like more like a first top.
Gotcha.
But if I end up with a man who is like a strict top, I'll be okay. But at the same time, like, I enjoy, like, you know, doing a little sad, like, you know, playing around.
I know a stink in that room. All right, Jinx.
I don't know. I mean, like, I know, but, like, I don't know. Like, honestly, like, I really don't care. Truthfully, honestly, like I said, I don't care. But...
Yo, this bitch face, like...
Well, because, like, me, it's just, like, with, like, okay, like, for instance, prior, I don't know, as I got older and got more comfortable within myself, like, prior, before I thought, like, because I was feminine, I had to be a bottom. So, I felt like I had to be a bottom, or I had to be suck dick or do whatever the case may be, but as I got older, well, not even as I got older, bitch, I got tricked. I got tricked into the top end. I was like, wait, this kind of fun. And then, after that, it was just like, okay... Well, I don't really got time for the hassle of, you know, cleaning out and all the bullshit and da 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 and getting ripped apart. So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna like
not ripped apart.
I'm just gonna be a femme top. Like that's just gonna have to be what it is. But like I am very like, but for in order for me to bottom, like you gotta be that nigga, or we gotta be in a relationship, or hitting it off, or something like that. It has to be worth it. I'm not just about to like bust it open for you.
Makes sense. For me, I'm going to put it, I mean, sexual positions don't really matter to me. Mm-hmm. However, I don't want to be either a top or a bottom, if that makes sense.
Would you call yourself a
verse? Verse. I'm fully verse, and I want to be verse all day long. I don't want to.
What's up with all the hate lately with the verse?
Yeah, it's been a lot of verse hate on Twitter, like death to verse niggas, and like it's just like, why must I die? Because you know I want it and I want to get it. Like I don't understand. Yeah, I feel like when I'm living my best verse life, I'm living my best life altogether. And I'd much rather be flipping and flopping. the last one we have in this game is kinks. How important are kinks to you?
Can you give me an example of a few?
Well, different people have different kinks. Some people have like foot fetishes. Some people have like bondage, dominance, urine.
Let me stop you right there. I'm not a big fan of... I enjoy it though. We can enjoy ourselves, but like when you take it too far, like I think that's where I draw the line.
So what is too far?
So I promise you, I've been in a lot of predicaments.
Are you saying that you're a hoe?
So yeah. Disrespect me. No, I've been with guys who have like mass fetish. They prefer a guy who has like a really big ass, or like they prefer a guy who has an archery back, or they prefer a guy who just sucks dick, or like a foot fetish. That was like when I was younger. I met a guy who had foot fetish. He wanted me to like jerk him off with my feet.
Oh. Weird.
So, like, that's when you take it too far. I don't do anything with bodily fluids at all, so I do not play that.
Not even spit?
I don't do anything with bodily fluids at all. I don't play that. I did it last year, but I will never do it again.
You didn't live for it? It was fab.
But.
So, it's no shade.
When urine, feces, an extreme amount of spit.
No shade, don't hog spit in my mouth.
Excuse me. Bukkake, strawberry shortcake, all those creepy stuff.
What is strawberry shortcake? Please do share the strawberry shortcake with us.
When the girls punch you in your fucking nose. And they ejaculate like on you and it looks like a strawberry shortcake.
From the cum and the
blood together.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's like after a dick suck.
Is this a real thing?
Definitely a real thing.
Trust me.
Are you speaking from experience or?
I'll put that on my dad or somebody else. Baby dad.
So kinks don't really hold much importance to you on a scale from 1 to 10?
A 1.
Okay. Jinx.
Probably like a 1. Not even a 1. I mean, I don't necessarily mind any. I don't have any. But like when it comes to like I have come across people who do have like fetishes and kinks. And me as a person, like I just like to, I'm more so of like a pleasing my person. And like I'm trying some shit, but it's like levels to the shit I'm going to try. Like, bitch, don't shit on me. Don't, no blood. Don't tie me up. Like, it's certain shit I draw the line, but like, you know, try a little.
Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and skip myself on this one because it seems like it's a lot of very low numbers over here and I don't want to say my 17. So we're just going to move forward. I don't yuck anyone's yum. However, you won't yum some things over here. But most things you will. But most things you will. Sexual strawberry shortcake. When one receives oral sex, pulls out and ejaculates in the other's face, then punches the other in the nose so it bleeds and swirls about, this creates a pinkish color and therefore a sexual strawberry shortcake. Oh, the sentence. I need the sentence. She was good till her teeth got in the way, so I gave her a sexual strawberry shortcake. Bitch! How you punch a bitch in the nose because she used a little bit of teeth? Oh my goodness. Okay, we're going to go to the our closing segment. So we're going to talk about... Yeah, well, baby, you can leave. really quick, over the years, very problematic figure from the church world, Miss Kim Burrell. She's been saying some very filthy, disgusting things just about people in general, but also about the queer community. She actually, but she made sure that she said, she let you know, she didn't say anything about LGBTQ.
She said, yes,
she was recently on the Tamron Hall show and she was not apologetic. She actually went into kind of pulling other people down for not supporting her or defending her in the way that she would like them to. Here's my thing. Kim Burrell, you've been extremely problematic over the years and you cannot expect people to defend you, especially when you're dead ass wrong and you don't care. Like, you're not apologetic in any way, and nobody likes your fat ass. Okay, moving on. Did you guys see the video of the guy who's going around selling solar panels? So he's selling solar panels and he says to the black man, he gets to the black man's door and he says, hey, we're just going around to all the neighbors. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. Oh, bro, I'm so sorry. How do you feel about that? Why?
I've never seen that video.
You didn't see the video. Oh, I have to find it for you.
We'll watch it after the segment.
Yes, absolutely. It's just like, my whole thing is, why is the word nigger on your mind?
Because in all true Caucasian factuality where they're not being recorded or they're not around any black people, they say nigger more than anything else. And I know they get on those little like chat rooms and those little like video shits that they do on like Vigo and like other sites, and then all they do is scream nigger.
I will tell you, I've been called a nigger in plenty of game chat rooms. You're playing Grand Theft Auto. Nigger just flies off the lip. Nigger.
Tag me in it.
Okay, yes. I want to see if I can get to the point where he says it.
What's up, Fernando? Peak Energy. We're in Funeral Town. We're in 1845.
Okay.
So we do solar around here. We're just coming around talking to niggers.
Baby, he had time.
I'm sorry. As soon as the or the nigger word came out, I would have gave him a struggle.
Jinx, how do you feel about people using the word nigger? White people, excuse me.
Don't say it around me, don't say it at all. In that situation, you should either be a woman's mama's.
Luckily, he was on camera. I need to, like, follow up and figure out if he got fired, because that's really crazy. Because he's really going to round to all the niggers. I mean, neighbors. Like, that is... That's crazy. Last topic, we're going to talk about a little bit about Cardi B versus Akbar B.
Pointless conversation.
Miss Akbar, she really started with Cardi B, is what I'm hearing.
True.
And Cardi is from the train of thought, when they go low, I go to hell.
I'm here for that.
And so Cardi reposted a video of Akbar's sex tape with a minor.
Let me stop you right there. I'm going to say this. At the end of their like back and forth, because like it got really crazy, I just generally, if I'm arguing with somebody, we're both getting in trouble. Period. So if I got my Instagram or Twitter deleted, you should get yours deleted as well. But she said she did revenge porn on me.
It's crazy. Akbar also went on to say, like, oh, I can't believe you posted that video of me. Now my kids have to relive it. Akbar, we saw your album artwork with you literally on the cover of your single, Suckin' Dick, Baby, we saw you. Everybody saw, your kids will also see that. The song is called Exposed. What did you think was going to happen? Girl, please. The last for today is the Hell List. So you're just going to call anyone who you feel like should go to hell immediately, should not pass go, should not collect $200. I'm going to start. Miss Kimberell, enjoy your travels to hell. Fuck you. Yeah.
All my haters. Of course. I don't really have a lot of ego bones in my heart, so. Usually, I don't ask them to go to hell. They always feel it when they see me, so. That's my number. I got people who fought it last night. When I won't
Jinx, anybody on your hell list this week?
No, I'm chilling. I had a pretty good week. I don't think nobody deserved a hell week or to go on the list today.
Also on the list, we're just going around to all the niggers. I mean, neighbors.
Can I say Asian doll?
You say Asian doll?
Yeah. Asian doll. Asian doll, here's your one-way ticket. I want to thank everyone for joining us on this week's episode of The Gift of Gabe. What the fuck is that?
Little Uzi got his belly button pierced.
Oh, Uzi. Oh, I love Uzi.
It's cute.
I love Uzi. We share the same pronouns, say them. Yes. Shout out to Uzi.
And that's my
cue. Everyone, thank you for listening. Thank my guests for being here. I really appreciate you guys. We are signing off of The Gift of Gabe.